Om Shri Sai Ram. By the divine grace and blessings of our most beloved Bhagwan, on this auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantinilayam Campus, offer at the Divine Lotus Feet a drama entitled Shankar Digvijayam. This drama depicts the divine life, message and mission of Sri Adi Shankaracharya, one of the foremost propounders of the Advaita Siddhanta, the philosophy of non-dualism. He was born in Kaladi, in present-day Kerala, in the year 780 AD. Considered to be an incarnation of Lord Shiva himself, Sri Adi Shankaracharya is a personality very dear to our Bhagwan. This drama is based on over a dozen divine discourses given by Swami to his students on the exalted life and message of Sri Adi Shankaracharya. We are very happy to share that this occasion is doubly blessed, as this drama commemorates the completion of 25 years when Swami himself directed a play by his students on the message of Sri Adi Shankaracharya. Not only that, he accompanied his students to Bangalore and Bombay to present the drama before large gatherings of devotees and eminent citizens of these metropolitans. We are very glad to present this once again and the completion of the silver jubilee of that grand occasion. We pray to Bhagwan to accept this offering of love and bless us all with the bliss of the Advaita Tattva.
Swagatam. Suswagatam Mahavishnu. Finally, your arrival has ended. Our seemingly eternal wait. The Apad Bhandava always loves to keep it to the last moment, I suppose. Be it to his devotees or the Devas.
Brahmadev, I am pretty sure that the one who creates all that exists must definitely know that his creation needs protection. The journey that I had embarked around the world for Lokakshema has delayed my arrival. What to say? Each being in this creation has a reason to pray, and none can be ignored.
Narayana, Narayana. That is why it is said that man's prayer is God's only weakness. Am I right, Swami?
Oh, Narada has followed Narayana right till Kailasa. You wonder what he is up to today.
Pitashri, Vasudeva, Kailasa Vasa Mahadeva. I was innocently going across the Kailasa, and to my surprise, I found the Trimurtis together in the same scene. Ah, what a splendid sight it is for a devotee. And when the creator, protector and dissolver of the universe come together, a divine drama is inevitable. Only a fool would let go of such an opportunity.
Narada, you somehow seem to have mastered the knack of being at the right place and at the right time.
Mahadeva, is there anything in this world that moves an inch without your will? Why compliment this humble devotee?
But Srinivasa seems to be lost in thought. What is it that keeps your face wrinkled with a line of worry? Is Indraloka being threatened again by some devious asura? Or is it our Narada?
Narayana!
no Brahmadev, neither poor Narada nor Lord Indra trouble my thoughts. It is the state of the world and its beings that worries me. Somehow, after every descent of God, man ascends only to slip again into the abyss of unmindful acts.
But Vasudeva, people have started doing a lot of rituals to attain God and have increased their learning acumen so much that men of scholarly nature have increased.
Exactly, Narada. You have hit the problem on its head. What ails the world is that man is interested in the Grantha and not the Gandha behind the Grantha. The essence of ancient wisdom will soon be lost to the blindness of man's misplaced priorities if this situation prevails.
Prabhu, when you went as Rama and established Dharma, humanity was at its acme of perfection. When you went as Krishna, again the evil was vanquished and truth prevailed. But somehow, every time we face the same problem of decline in the end.
Narada?
Narayana, it's not our mistake. In fact, it is the man who gives way to his vulnerabilities time and again.
You see the vulnerability, Narada. But I see this weakness as man's greatest strength. For it is in the abysmal lows of life that man discovers the ability to reach out to God.
Yes, true indeed. When man cries desperately for uplift, when his fervent prayer echoes in every corner of the cosmos, it signals the need for a divine intervention.
Narayana, Narayana.
Looks like Narada is happier to see me in Bhuloka than at Vaikuntha. Let us remind ourselves that it is Ishwara who convened this meet. He must have had something in his mind. Am I right, Ishwara?
Of course, Padmanabha. I firmly believe that it is time for humankind to transcend these ritualistic practices and realize his innate divinity.
Har Har Mahadev, Adbhutam. But Lord, the process seems long and arduous.
Indeed, Narada. But if it is Paramashiva who has expressed these thoughts, then he would definitely have a plan.
Even as we all speak, my sankalpa is set in motion. Look, there along the banks of the river Purna, in a serene village named Kaladi, a pious Brahmin sleeps. He constantly contemplates on my name and form. Shivaguru, Shivaguru, my child.
Lord, is it you? Is it the same Ishwara who sustains my life? One whose vision I see day after day?
Yes, Shivaguru. Your prayers have melted my heart. I am pleased by your diligence in service and the devotion shown by your wife, Aryamba. Ask any boon, and it shall be granted.
Lord, you have provided all that I need in this life and beyond. All that I seek is a son who can carry the lineage of service to you.
Shivaguru, do you seek a child with a long life and mortal intellect, or a child whose life on earth will be limited to a mere 16 years, but blessed with an intellect far beyond ordinary thinking, spending his life for the uplift of humanity?
Lord, what is greater to a father than a son? with an eye for the welfare of the world. Lord, I choose the child with wisdom. May he spend his life spreading your name and glory. May his words transform one and all. Tathastu. अभिवादये
अभिवादये
आत्रेय
आत्रेय
अर्चनास
अर्चनास
चैवास्व
चैवास्व
त्रयारुषेय
त्रयारुषेय
प्रवरान्वित
प्रवरान्वित
आत्रेय गोत्राः
आत्रेय गोत्रः
आपस्तम्बसूत्राः
आपस्तम्बसूत्रः
शाखाध्यायी
शाखाध्यायी
शङ्कर
शङ्कर
शर्मनाम
शर्मनाम
अहम्
अहम्
अस्मि भोः
अस्मि भोः
शङ्करा ब्राह्मिन्स् आर् काल्ड् द्विजास् They are said to be born twice. This is your second birth. You are a brahmachari now.
Father, what is the role of a true brahmachari?
A brahmachari is the one who seeks the Brahman. Your dharma is to seek the ultimate through the path of knowledge with utmost humility and dedication. From today onwards, you shall seek your daily meals as alms from grihasthas.
The next phase of Shankara's earthly sojourn was critical. Shivaguru passed away soon after the Upanayanam. Shankara had the ardent desire to renounce the world and embrace sannyasa. He found the world illusory and the crocodile of worldly attachments dragging him into a mundane existence. He convinced his mother that his life would find fulfillment only as a renunciant. And embraced sannyasa at the tender age of 8. He left Kaladi and moved towards Ujjain on the banks of the Narmada to the ashram of Guru Govind Bhagavat Pada.
विचार चित्तानि नाहम् न च श्रोत्र जिह्वे न च घ्राण नेत्रे न च व्योम भूमिर् न तेजो न वायुः चिदानन्द रूप शिवोऽहम् शिवोऽहम्
प्रणाम्स ओ वेनरेबल वन हू आर यू माय चाइल्ड
कल्पो निराकार रूप विभुर्व्याप्य सर्वत्र सर्वेन्द्रियाणि सदा मे समत्वं न मुक्तिर्न बन्धः चिदानन्द रूप शिवोऽहम् शिवोऽहम्
आह् सन् My long wait has finally come to an end. My Guru had prophesied your arrival. Come, my child, come. The world awaits you. You have a lot to do.
But what must I do, Acharya?
You must re-establish the pristine glory of the Vedas, which are going into oblivion. Spread their message to the entire mankind. Write bhashyams on the Brahma Sutras, the Vedas and the Vedanta. The youth today need a leader, a role model, and you must be the one. I entrust upon you the legacy which my Guru, Sri Gaudapada, had entrusted upon me. May the kind Lord be with you in this holy endeavor.
I am honored to receive this sacrosanct responsibility.
Between the age of 8 and 16, young Shankara wrote bhashyams on the Prasthanatraya and made the sacred texts relevant to the common man so that he could relate to the Advaita Siddhanta and practice it in daily life. Be it a karma margi, a bhakti margi or a jnana margi. Just when his 16 years of life were getting over, Mahavishnu visited Badrikashram as Vedavyasa and tested the subtle nuances of his bhashyams on the Brahma Sutras. Thoroughly pleased with his extraordinary brilliance, he blessed him with an extension of 16 years to do the prachara of the Advaita Tattva across Bharatvarsha. The first leg of his prachara begins at Kashi, where both the scholarly and the devoted come to worship Vishwanatha. But before he meets the Lord himself, the test of the Rudra awaits him.
Can't you see that Acharya is coming this way? Are you blind?
Am I the only one who is blind?
Hey, Chandala, move aside before our Guru's path is defiled.
Which is the path that your Guru is following? Can you show me?
Before the sun begins his descent, my ablutions have to be performed. Step aside and leave way.
Saffron robe, shaven head, and a vociferous entourage. Who may you be?
Chandala, you are facing His Holiness,
Acharya Shankara, he who has debated and defeated many an erudite scholar.
Oh, so you are the one, the great Shankaracharya, always going around preaching that the essence of Vedanta is Advaita, the ultimate truth. If that is so, then how has this sense of difference overtaken you? You ask me to move aside and make way for you. May I ask you, to whom are your words addressed? Annamayad annamayam atava chaitanyam eva chaitanyat. Is it to this body, made of flesh and blood, that comes from the same source and performs the same functions as yours? Or is it to the Atma, the all-pervading, all-encompassing supreme consciousness that remains unsullied by the external world? Does Advaita encourage you to differentiate between a Brahmin and a Chandala? The sun whom you worship is reflected the same in the mud pot as well as in the holy Ganga. Why silence? The greatest debater. Are you going to argue that your conduct was meant only for preaching to the external world? Even then, how are you going to console your own philosophy of Advaita that you have contradicted? What a pity! Wonderful are his ways. His magic deludes both the learned and the ignorant alike.
You speak the greatest of truths. A person who sees the same Atma within the microcosm and the macrocosm, be it an ant or an elephant, a Chandala or a Brahmin, is none other than divinity itself. O great one, I bow down to thee, whose awareness is ultimate.
ജടാകലാപം ഗൗരീ നിരന്തര വിഭൂഷിത വാമഭാഗം നാരായണ പ്രിയമനംഗമദാപഹാരം വാരാണസീ പുരപതിം ഭജ വിശ്വനാഥം. രാഗാദിദോഷരഹിതം സ്വജനാനുരാഗം വൈരാഗ്യശാന്തിനിലയം ഗിരിജാസഹായം മാധുര്യധൈര്യസുഭഗം ഗരലാഭിരാമം വാരാണസീപുരപതിം ഭജ വിശ്വനാഥം.
ലോർഡ്, ഐ ഹാവ് കം ടു സീക്ക് റിഡംപ്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ത്രീ സിൻസ് വിച്ച് ഐ ഹാവ് കമ്മിറ്റഡ്. യഥോ വാചോ നിവർത്തന്തേ അപ്രാപ്യ മനസാസഹ. ഇൻ സ്പൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് നോയിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഇനെഫബിൾ ബിയോണ്ട് ദ കെൻ ഓഫ് തോട്ട് ആൻഡ് വേർഡ്, ഐ ഡെയർ ടു ഡിസ്ക്രൈബ് യു. ഐ ഡെയർ ടു ലിമിറ്റ് the formless to a form. I professed Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. God pervades and permeates everything in this manifest universe. And yet, I come to seek you here. Manas Anyat, Vachas Anyat, Karman Anyat Duratmana. Indeed,
there is none other more unholy and wicked than I. In spite of preaching, ekameva advitiyam brahma, I stand before you as if we are separate and different from each other. I have severed the bond of we and reduced it to you and I. Forgive me, my Lord. Forgive me. I pray that I may be absolved of all three sins. Bless me. Bless me with the bliss born of Advaita.
Tejomayam saguna nirgunam advitiyam. Ananda kandam aparajitam aprameyam. Nagatmakam sakala nishkalam atmarupam. Varanasi purapatim bhaja Vishwanatham.
Shankara's lovely composition seems to reverberate throughout Kailasha, filling my ears with blissful exhilaration. But the lines of worry on Narada's forehead seem to indicate the oncoming of yet another intriguing query.
Narayana, you are the one who sows the seed of thought in the devotee's fragile mind. And when it sprouts into a doubt, you solve them once and for all.
Son, your doubts are not only yours. The greatest of universal truths have been established by exploration with faith. So fear not. Ask.
Mahadeva, when one sings the glory of the Lord on one hand, and lives by the principle of Advaita on the other, isn't he contradicting his own thoughts, words and deeds?
Saguna and Nirguna, form and formless, are but the same aspects of God. The lovely fragrance is formless, but it emanates from a delicate flower. The love of the mother is formless, but the mother has a form. Saguna worship and Nirguna meditation are but the two legs of the sadhaka. Even when he worships the formless aspect of God must be sustained in the mind. For no description can exhaust the glory, no word can approximate the majesty of God. However, the ultimate step of a sadhaka is Nirguna, the essence of the Advaita that Shankara propounds.
Mahadeva, your words drench my very being with the rain of bliss.
Ishwara has given the quintessence of the supreme divine principle. But the frailty of mankind lies in his increasing belief in rituals as a means to heaven.
Mahadeva, the fundamental purpose of rituals must be re-established, and the faith in universality of God must be reaffirmed.
For which I request your presence in this divine play, Brahmadeva. May the Shankara Digvijayam unfold.
Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi.
So, you are the great Shankara. At this tender age, you have succumbed to renunciation. Perhaps this ochre robe is just a deceptive but respectable way of livelihood. Without entering into householder's life, you have defied the ashrama dharma. I feel ashamed at such juvenile impudence.
I too feel ashamed, O learned one. A man of your intellectual stature should have followed ashrama dharma and embraced sannyasa by now. By being a householder, you continue to impede your own liberation.
Oh, vicious lad! What about this boisterous rag of Brahmanishta you carry? Your so-called knowledge of Brahman is to disguise your incapacity to feed your family and look after them.
And sire, how contentious is your Karmanishta? Your so-called adherence to rituals, it only means you have become a slave to senses, owing to your incapacity to continue for long as a celibate.
There is sannyasa in this age of Kali, and there is Brahman for a foul tongue like you.
Where is Agnihotra in this age of Kali? And how can heaven be attained by mere rituals?
What do you...
My lord, you are known and respected throughout the world. Let not a trivial difference of opinion make you forget that Shankara has come here as a guest. And following the dharma of the householder, a guest has to be satiated.
Mother, in thy words reside Goddess Saraswati, and in thy hands reside Goddess Annapurna. How can I come to the doors of great Mandana Mishra and satiate myself with mere edibles? I am here for Vada Bhiksha, a debate with the learned one.
Debate with me? Even if Shiva comes with all his ferocity, challenges me with his blazing third eye, I shall not hesitate to accept it. Make haste. Prepare for the debate.
O dwellers of Mahishmati, the mighty Mandana Mishra, the undisputed preceptor, has been challenged by the wandering monk Shankara, whose reputation has spread wide across the Bharatavarsha. We invite you all to this scholarly gathering.
Tell me, O Acharya, how would the victor be determined? And what would be the consequence of defeat?
The one who will lose must accept the way of the victor. And none other than Mother Bharati shall be the arbitrator for this deliberation.
Acharya Shankara, according to your conditions, if you emerge victorious, revered Acharya Mandana has to accept sannyasa and leave the family at once. What a terrible predicament for Devi Bharati.
Must she be punished for her wisdom? What a great test for a pious and loyal wife.
Mother Bharati is Devi Saraswati. She holds the right to give her consent.
Let the deliberations begin.
Aham Brahmasmi, Ayamatma Brahma, Tattvamasi. These Vedic Dikta establish the foundation of Sanatana Dharma, which proudly declare that Brahman is the ultimate truth. The scriptures vindicate my stand. If, however, I am defeated, I shall abandon my ochre robe and enter into a householder's life.
O Supreme Sannyasi, you maintain
that the Jiva and the Brahman are identical in their real nature? I find no proof for this. You rest your arguments on phrases like Tattvamasi, Thou art that. You must understand, my friend, these statements are used for mere chanting at the end of certain rituals and sacrifices.
Sire, you mean to say that the great Vedas include certain purposeless phrases?
No, Acharya. That would be a blasphemy. The essence of Vedas is to act in a certain manner to attain certain merit. Tattvamasi is a call for meditative action. When you meditate on the absolute reality, you become one with him.
Acharya, it is not about becoming, but about being. Being is a state of existence, what one has always been, and not of becoming into something that was never there before. You do not become divine, but you just realize that you are divine.
I see. I give up my contention over this particular injunction. But I intend to question the validity of other statements. So, is there no difference between man and the divine?
Man is but matter, perishable and ignorant. If matter is all, is spirit a mere dream? Or if all is spirit, is matter a lie? How can we reconcile the ultimate truth that is Brahman and a lie that is Jiva?
Spirit manifests itself in matter. With knowledge of the self, we shall annul the differences. Matter shall discover the spirit latent within.
A man may know himself, but how does he know the divine?
Knowledge of the physical self does not help in knowing the divine. But I speak of the solemn, unaffected spiritual self. This earthen pot contains water. We make ourselves perceive that this is just a pot of water, different from that of the mighty Ganga. But once we know that this water is same as that of the Ganga, the difference disappears, even when the water remains in the pot.
The real nature of water taken from the Ganga is same in the pot as in the flowing river. Once we realize our real nature, all perceived differences cease to exist.
Acharya, I have nothing left to counter you. Your stand on Advaita is like a mighty tempest that threatens this well-defined structure that for centuries has sheltered our society. Shall we discard all rituals and defy all forms of divinity?
God realization is the only goal of any spiritual activity, including rituals. Unfortunately, with the passage of time, our great tradition has been reduced to serve selfish interests. My objective is to restore the Sanatana Dharma to its pristine glory.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
This debate has seen intense scrutiny of our scriptures by the two lions of our spiritual heritage. Acharya Shankara has emerged victorious. His stand on Vedanta and his doctrine of Advaita finds no credible opposition at the end of the debate.
This victory is not mine. This day belongs to Devi Ubhaya Bharati, whose knowledge and purity have humbled us. today, she has eclipsed all our wisdom with the purity and radiance of her character. I bow down to your wisdom, O Divine Mother.
ಯ ಅತಿ ಗಮ್ಯ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃತ್ಸ್ನಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಹಾ, ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಡೇ. ಲವ್ಲಿ ಲವ್ಲಿ.
ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ.
ಈಶಾವಾಸ್ಯಂ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್.
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ.
ವಾಂಟ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಟುಡೇ? ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಕಾರ್ತಿಕ ಸೋಮವಾರಂ ಡೇ.
ಆಹಾ, ಬಹು ವಿಶೇಷ ಭಾಷಾಸು ಮುಖ್ಯ ಮಧುರ ದಿವ್ಯ ಗೀರ್ವಾಣ ಭಾರತೀ ತಸ್ಮಾದಿ ಕಾವ್ಯಂ ಮಧುರಂ ತಸ್ಮಾದಪಿ ಸುಭಾಷಿತಂ. ದ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಮ್ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೈ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಟುಡೇ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಡೇ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ಸ್. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಮೀ. ಗೋ ವೇ ಗೋ.
ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ. ಅವರ್ ಗ್ರಮ್ಯಾರಿಯನ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ but no time to offer even a bilwa leaf to the source of all his grammar.
Om namah shivaya, om namah shivaya,
om namah shivaya, om nam. Hey, chi chi chi. Kartika somavaram. ವಾಕ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಗುಣಿತ್ರಯಂ. ಸಾಂಖ್ಯಾ ಚ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾ ಚ ವಿಹಿನೀಯಂ ಏವ ಚ ಅತಿದೇಶೋ ಅಧಿ ಕಾರಶ್ಚ ಷಡ್ವಿಧಂ ಸೂತ್ರಮುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಹಬ್ಬ. ಓಹೋ, ಅತ ದುಕೃಂಕರೇಣ ಕೈತೃಳ ಪರಸ್ಮೈ ಪದ ಧಾತು ವಿಚಾರ. ಅತ ದುಕೃಂಕರಣೆ ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ. ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುತ. ಓಹೋ, ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುತ ಕರೋಮಿ ಕುರುವಃ ಕುರುಮಃ. ಬಾಡು ಬಾಡು. ಕರೋಮಿ ಕುರುವಃ ಕುರುಮಃ ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುತ ಕರೋಮಿ ಕುರುವಃ ಕುರುಮಃ ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ. ಓಹೋ, ಮಹಾಕ್ಲೇಶಃ. ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುತ ಕರೋಮಿ ಕುರುವಃ ಕುರ್ಮಃ ಕರೋತಿ ಕುರುತಃ ಕುರುವಂತಿ ಕರೋಷಿ ಕುರುತಃ.
ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎನ್ ಎಂಡ್.
ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎನ್ ಎಂಡ್? Oh, holy man, with due respect to you, let me tell you one thing. All the Shastras and the Puranas are based on this grammar alone.
Yes, grammar can be useful to rightly understand the meaning of the Shastras. But to waste your life in the pursuit of this trivial knowledge without worshipping the Supreme Lord is foolish. When death comes to drag you away from life, the first prayer emanating from your lips should be
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate. Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrum Karane, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrum Karane. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate.
Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsarad Chirad Bhava Muktaha. Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsarad Chirad Bhava Muktaha. Sendriya Manasa Niyamadevam, Sendriya Manasa Niyamadevam, Rakshasi Nija Hridayastam Devam, Rakshasi Nija Hridayastam Devam. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate.
Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam. Iha Samsare Bahu Dustare, Iha Samsare Bahu Dustare.
At the tender age of 8, when Shankara took the vows of sannyasa, he promised his mother Aryamba that wherever he may be, he would definitely come to visit her in her last moments. Nearly 2 decades later, the time to redeem that pledge had come. For this, Shankara began his southward journey from Kashi to Kaladi.
Aryamba, even as a condition continues to deteriorate, your joy seems to merely increase in intensity. Your body seems to know no pain. Your mind, no suffering.
Bharatan, my body does complain of pain. And my mind,
agonizes in suffering. Yet, all these pale in comparison to the joy my heart feels in anticipation of meeting my Shankara again.
Shankara? Here? In Kaladi?
Before leaving, my son gave me his word that he will be at my side when I stand at the threshold to the doors of death. I know my Shankara. I know him. He will surely come.
Have you not heard what they say of Shankara? He travels the length and breadth of the land, preaching the highest of truths, trouncing the most learned in debate. That is true.
They say he is on a mission to re-establish Sanatana Dharma. He may have once been your son, but today he is a much bigger man with much greater responsibilities. Our little Shankara has now become the great Shankaracharya. Above all, he is now a renunciate. Amba, it is better to douse the sparks of false hope before they are fanned into flames of despair.
You all speak words of logic with the voice of reason, but I speak with the heart of a mother. My Shankara will come. My Shankara will come.
It is him. It is Shankara. He has come.
No, Aryamba. You must not exert yourself.
Shankara, you came. They all kept saying that you wouldn't. That you had other duties and obligations. But I told them. My Shankara will come.
What greater obligation can there be than fulfilling a promise made to my mother? The one who carried me for 9 strenuous months, cleaned and cared for me, fed me, bathed me and consoled me. Can I ever compensate even by becoming great?
Mone, I have waited so long for you. I have held on just for your presence by my side. There is no suffering now, only unbounded bliss. You have fulfilled my last wish, Shankara. I need nothing else. I want to just rest now.
Shankara, while as your uncle, it gladdens me to have your feet feel the sands of Kaladi. It disgusts me as a Brahmin to see the dharma of the sannyasi flouted so blatantly. Does not your conscience plead your memory back to your Viraja Homa when you took renunciation from all worldly ties? How could you do this?
I hear no voice of conscience. My ears respond only to the calling of consciousness. That is not bound by tradition, not bound by attachment, but bound only by love. Love called, and here I am.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. Lord, having taken the oath of the Viraja Homa, is it not blasphemous on the part of Shankara to defile his sannyasa dharma by fostering the bond of motherhood?
Narada, the honor of a man lies in the honor of his word. If I myself trounce a promise as a mere triviality, then even the mightiest of oaths taken for the Viraja Homa will become weak ebbs of passing wind.
Putra, the mother is the very representative of our Prema Shakti on each of our children. Thus, as Shankara so beautifully exemplified, Matru Dharma surpasses Sannyasa Dharma. Indeed, it is only by the ascent of the mother that the purpose of Sannyasa is achieved.
Mother is the Pratama Daiva. Did I not show the world, as Ramachandra and Krishna, that the desires of Mother Kausalya and Mother Devaki are of utmost importance? To understand and comprehend the love of the Supreme Mother, first one must oblige his own physical mother.
Narayana, Narayana. Shankara's actions may have received our accolades, but Prabhu, the people around him don't feel the same. What can Shankara do when the society itself has shut him out?
Let the ignorance stay in the darkness as long as they want, Narada. For once the sun has reached its zenith, the pupils are bound to get scorched, however tight you shut your eyes. The society that you speak of has today lost its direction. Rituals have lost their meaning. And God has been reduced to a mere stone to be pleased by offerings and sacrifices. Man must first understand that sense gratification is not the key to self-realization. Only when man detaches himself from the Deha can he attach himself to the Deva.
Kali, accept this grandest of human offerings and grant me power so dominant that all those arrogant kings on their undeserved thrones shall flock for refuge to my feet. Grant me the knowledge by your divine grace that all those dullards pine for with their petty penances. May it be mine and mine alone. Bless me, O Mother. Bless your child. What is that? Go and find out who are those imbeciles who dare to disturb the peace of the Mother's home.
Master, it is the one they call Shankaracharya. He is passing through this forest with his disciples.
Did you say Shankaracharya?
Yes, Master.
Isn't he the impertinent one who draws our people towards himself?
It is him, Master. It is him.
Then it is time we put an end to this vile, despicable scheme and prevent any further disrepute to our mother's children. Go. Invite the great master to honor our premises with his divine presence.
Janma jaladhoni matna nam damstra murari bhuvarahasya bhavati.
O Acharya, this is our master, the favorite son of Mother Kali. Master, this is the great Shankaracharya himself.
So, you are Shankaracharya.
That
is the name given to this body.
Is it true that you are all-knowing? Or is it merely deceptive trickery to gather disciples and feign knowledge and power?
I claim no knowledge of such magical powers.
And yet, that is what they all say about you. Is it true that you dare to utter those disgraceful words that brand our rituals and worship of this beautiful idol as blasphemy?
Oh no. Raising the stone idol to the form of Mother Kali is indeed the highest form of worship. Rather, it is in reducing the Supreme Mother to a mere idol where we commit our greatest folly.
What rubbish! How dare you! Is it true that you preach that there is no difference between you and me, O noble one?
Indeed. We are all but the petals of the same flower that has arisen from the stem of Sat Chit Ananda.
Yes, 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 yes. So, in my well-being and progress lies your happiness.
Most definitely.
Master, you are the epitome of knowledge. An ideal offering.
An offering?
Surely. One as noble and gracious as yourself, who is beyond body consciousness, would be willing to sacrifice himself for our liberation?
Of course. Let us proceed.
The great master has accepted the honor of offering his sacred mortal coil at the feet of the divine mother. Make preparations for the sacrifice immediately.
Master, it is a trap. A trick to lure your presence away from us and rob this world of your wisdom. Master, please.
Padmapada, let not your mind hoodwink you into this deha bhranti. While we are not afraid of losing awareness of the eternal self, we are petrified of losing this transient mortal coil. One must develop Atma Bhimana and not Deha Bhimana. One lost in the body consciousness can never experience true oneness with the eternal consciousness. It is the Divine Mother's calling. I must go.
Master, my intellect is content with your words of wisdom, and my mind pacified by your words of assurance. Yet this heart trembles at the thought of your sacrifice.
When all else fails, let faith take over.
Come, Master, this way.
கராடதம்பரம் கரவாள சஞ்சல சூராத தீபம் திருகுடை முகோல்வனம் சப்போர்வ கர்ணம் கிரி கண்டராதுதாதம் அருவேத வீரணம் திரிதிருஷகாயம் அதீத பீவர திருவோர் பக்ஷத்தனம் அல்ப மத்தியமம் விஷ்வத்புஜாரி கஜதம் நகாயுதம் விஷ்வத்புஜாரி கஜதம் நகாயுதம்
to re-establish the Sanatana Dharma through the Advaita Siddhanta took him through the length and breadth of Bharatvarsha for over a decade. He met and inspired many a common man, defeated and transformed many a misguided scholar. He journeyed from Vadakkam Nathan in the south to Somnath in the west, from Kashi in the north to Kamakhya in the east, and back to the southern temples of Tirupati, Kanchi, Sri Sailam and Sri Rangam. It finally concluded at Badri in the Himalayas and ended at Sri Kedarakshetra. But before the spark merged with the flame, he had to establish the unchallenged supremacy of Advaita. Thus, he journeyed to the supreme seat of the Sarvajna Peetam in the north.
Here comes the great Shankara, the lion of Advaita, who has paved the royal way to life divine. Let the doors be wide open and let the wise monarch ascend the throne of omniscience, the Sarvajna Peetam.
O wise follower of Shankara, heed my words awhile. The Sarvajna Peetam is the highest veneration bestowed upon any man who remains undefeated in the most verdant scholarly field. And the doors of this supreme seat do not regard pompous eulogies. They will open themselves to the worthy one.
You can only enter when with the blessings of Mother Saraswati you establish your claim to be omniscient, to be the master in all the branches of learning. There are many here who are yet to confront the great Shankara. Deny not the pleasure of an erudite duel.
All right, let us now test your claim of omniscience. According to the Vaisheshikas, the atoms or Anu are the cause of the world. If you are omniscient, then tell me, what is it that unites the two atoms in one single unit? If you cannot give the correct answer, then your claim of omniscience is just a pretentious gloat of your disciples.
There is no outer force that unites them. The force is inherent and all-pervasive. It combines different elements and the world comes into being.
How does Rishi Gautama differ in the conception of liberation from the traditional Nyaya school?
In the view of Rishi Gautama, liberation is a blissful conscious state.
Oh, great scholar Shankara, can you say whether Prakriti is dependent or independent from the Purusha?
I have read in the Sankhya philosophy that the Prakriti is constituted of three gunas, out of which the universe form is independent. But the Vedanta declares that it is bound to the divine.
Shankara, what can you tell us about the Astikayas?
O disciple of Mahavira, in your tradition, Astikayas are the five eternal categories of being, which together make up the Dravya or substance of existence. These five are Dharma, Adharma, Akasha, Pudgala and Jiva.
I don't think you have been tested enough. Answer me. What are the two kinds of realization?
The two ways of realization are through reasoning and through cognitive perception. Just like the sweet fragrance of sandal paste gradually fades when one moves away from it, the Buddha's teaching too have been corrupted once you strayed into dry intellectualism.
Do you insult the great Siddhartha?
The great Siddhartha will be revered throughout the ages. He saw multitudes perish in the strangling hands of time. He invented himself a path. But I see that in this forest of selfish aggrandizement, that precious way is lost.
enlighten you, Shankara. Mind is the author, spectator, actor, and the stage. Mind only is, and what it thinks is seen. By controlling mind alone, can we not know the Brahman, the divine?
You reveal half a truth, more poisonous than a complete lie. Mind may not touch the sacred body of truth. Mind may never see the Brahman. It can only grasp his shadow and listen to his whisper. Not just control, my friend, but mind has to be transcended and filled with divinity.
Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. If this entire world is an illusion, you are as much an illusion as I am. Must one illusion argue with another? And if you claim to be divine, then why stoop to petty works on this transient earth of building monasteries and defeating pundits?
The changing Brahman appears as changing world through Maya, the shroud of illusion. The reality behind all the phenomenal activities is Brahman, divine alone. Oh, learned ones, thou too art divine, yet not he. Struggling to free the Godhead in you, you swing between beastly insinuations and divine expressions. Go beyond the crowding guesses of our minds. Go beyond the ambiguities of philosophies. Arise, awake, and find him within.
O Shankara, you have proved beyond measure that you are all-knowing. I know that self-glorification is not the purpose for which you seek the throne. Your noble motive is to establish Advaita as the supreme path to divinity. Ascend and adorn the Sarvajna Pitha.
Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Varya Padavakya Pramana Paravara Parena Yamaniyamasana Pranayama Pratyahara Dharana Jnana Samadhyashtanga Yoga Anushtana Nishtastapas Chakravarti Anadya Vichinna Shri Govinda Bhagavat Padacharya Guru Parampara Prapta Shaddarshanastapanacharya Vyagyana Simhasanadishwara Sakala Nigamagama Sarahridaya Sangyatraya Pratipadaka Vaidigamarga Pravartaka Sarvatantra Swatantradirajadani Shri Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharya Guru Charanaravinda Bhyan Namaha Raja Adi Rajaya Prasanya Sahine Namo Vayam Vaishravanaya Kurmahe Sameka Manka Makamaya Vagyam Kameshwaro Vaishravano Dadatu Kuberaya Vaishravanaya Maharajaya Namaha.
It is a short life for any sojourn on earth, but it is lived as no life has ever been lived. Acharya Shankara tilled the barren land of materialism and removed the poisonous weeds of duality. Another 1,000 years, when Sanatana Dharma will witness many insidious assaults, his advent shall herald the resurrection of the greatest of human ideals of Satyam, Shivam, and Sundaram. He will lay the path of selfless service. He will show that man and God are one. He will teach man how to love. Satya will be his breath, and Prema
his form.
Mangala Nayaka vinayaka.
Shanti.
ಜಟಾಧರ ಗೌರಿ ಶಂಕರ ಗಿರಿಜಾಮನ ರಮಣ
ಚೋರ ನಂದನಾ जय बाबा जी की जय।